the discount and if you have other questions. Okay?
All right.
Thank you, Carrie.
Thank you.
Hi, Carrie. How are you?
Hi, Nadine.
Happy Friday Eve.
Is it Friday? Well, it's already Friday. Yeah, not for me.
No, Friday Eve. Not for me either.
Yeah.
Friday Eve.
Yeah, yeah.
How's your day going?
A little bit
to go. Oh,
I know.
Okay,
because it's starting to rain maybe a little bit, which we've had the 120, the 118, the 119. So
I know.
Like today might be. So it's kind of interesting, yeah. It kind of feels like a Friday because it feels like something's in the air, you know, something different.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's cooled down just a bit, so.
I know. I've been talking to my daughter. She lives in Vegas. She lives over by Summerlin, I think it is.
Yes.
And she's like, oh my gosh, because we've been wanting to go out there to go visit with her. We're in Cali. And, our grandson plays baseball. So we're trying to time it. And she's like, Mom, it's like 120 right now. And I'm like, yeah, well, I don't know if I want to go out. But now give us some time. Let it cool down a little bit, you know, but.
Yeah. And I don't think that's going to be next week. Yeah. I think that's just kind of 1 week of that. And I think we're done probably. And now
hopefully
it's gonna be maybe 110, maybe 110.
Oh,
you know,
okay. That's not too bad. Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny. Yeah, you have to. Well, you hear 113, 115, and now 110 sounds low. But I was born and raised here, to be honest. So that when it says 117, I was like, it's been 117 before. I mean, come on.
Yeah, like, you're like, oh, you're used to it.
I think it's more the dry heat.
And I'll tell you something. Yes. For me, I can't stand the humidity. I would prefer dry heat over humidity. You know.
Well, you know, since I was born and raised here, I have to say that when I'm around that humidity, my skin and my hair feel so fantastic that I know you're supposed to hate humidity, but it's like, oh, this feels so good. I don't even need lotion.
I know. That's true.
You know, but you're right. It doesn't feel nearly as hot. It doesn't feel nearly as hot. The dry heat, it could easily.
Not good for the skin and the hair, but, you know, it's what it is.
Yeah, the skin and the hair is especially when you have dry skin, yeah.
For sure. So, Carrie, I'm excited to, you know, talk to you about our program. I wanted to kind of get a little bit of feedback from you, like as far as are you guys looking more, would you say, to expand the business or to just get work in general?
You know, we just started. So we're not new to the roofing business, but this is our first roofing business. We ran another business in town for 2.5-3 years, and then we, you know, started working on our own. So we're excited. I mean, this is exciting. It's like we did make that company bigger and better, but it's nicer when it's your company, right? You know what I mean? And so now it's like,
of course,
we're going to build somebody else's company. Don't we want to build our company instead?
Why not build our own?
My daughter was pushing me. You pushing my husband. You know, he's the roofer. I'm just the office.
Yeah. Okay.
So
what are you guys doing right now?
The question is, we are growing and we're getting a lot of word of mouth, and people have my husband's phone number. So we're getting a little bit from Yelp, a little bit from Google, and they're kind of sliding in. But as far as, and you know, he had done a lot of solar work for people before. So we have a little bit of those kind of things, which is good because we just got a CRM. We're learning that. And, you know, learning how do I send out credit card? How do I get them to pay? How do I get it to connect?
Yes.
So it's like we can't blast. We're about to ready to switch to our switch emails to a new hosting company. And it's like, okay, so yes, we're growing. And so one part of us says, we need to do this faster. We need here. We need here. And another is like, well, we need crew.
Slow down. Slow down a little bit, right?
Yeah. So that's the issue is right now is getting crew. He had several crews already willing to come and work for us. But it took longer to get that license. You know, by the time we got our license, by the time we got that, this crew, two crews basically have a nice steady job, 6 months in Mesquite. So they're not ready to you know,
really good reviews.
That. They'll leave that when that 6 months is over. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But not right.
Yeah.
So
okay.
Anyway, so just kind of that hiring of, okay, great. We want reviews. We want all that. That's all good. But we need to hire. We need to have, you know, and so far that's been a little iffy trying to get the steady. We've been able to get crews who will come in on the weekend and knock it out, you might say.
Yeah.
Because they're not ready to leave their other job because we can't promise them steady work.
Steady work.
So,
okay.
It's a little bit of, yes, we need those. You need to be 3 weeks
out. But not
out.
To be overwhelmed.
You
on need
a
it,
regular basis.
But not overwhelmed. To kind of grow steadily.
Exactly.
You know what? Okay.
Exactly.
Is it the license that you guys are carrying right now? Is it the Nevada State C-15A Roofing and Siding Contractor License?
Yes. It's C-15 and, Roofing and Siding. Yes.
Got it.
Business, it's a C-25 on the business, but the contractor's license is C-15.
Okay, got it. Okay. So, let me see. And so you mentioned, your Google Business profile, who manages that?
Right now, me or my nephew, who lives in Minnesota. He's a young kid who's very computer savvy, you might say, but young and in high school.
Hey, that's good.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's been doing a little bit of trying to, put us on Google a little bit, he's done a little bit.
He
has a dad that works in the business. So I think he's kind of, used tips and he's trying to work on our website. So, I could tell when I search us, we still don't come up very well,
Yeah. Well, and this might be perfect timing for you, us reaching out to you. So we had a position, Carrie, that opened up within our company, Local Splash, for your category. Okay. That's why we were reaching out to you today, because we're currently calling through the area to find a company that is a good fit. And so what we look for is a business that has a good reputation online, provides a quality service, and that can handle more business, right? And so, going through, and I see your Google Business profile again, excellent job on the reviews. Okay. Tells me you guys provide a quality type of service, right? I also see the website, I see Yelp. I don't come across anything negative regarding your company. I think we both can agree that you guys do provide a quality type of service to your clients. That's the kind of company we're looking to work with, okay?
Right.
Now, once we begin to work with you guys, on the first page of Google and Bing, what we do is we close out the category, meaning that we're not going to turn around, sign up one of your competitors. And the reason for this is to really ensure that the company that we're working with, like if we're working with you, that you're getting the maximum amount of phone calls and exposure. Does that kind of make sense so far, what we mean by it being exclusive? Okay.
Uh-huh.
Now, do you guys, I see Angie's List. Man, I see a lot of directories for you guys. I see the BBB.
No, but that's a little bit wrong. See, so the Angie's List, in fact, we were thinking about doing Angie's List a little bit so that we could.
Oh,
there's
okay.
another company that's closed. And that's,
okay.
And it's Integrity Roofing, Inc. And it's
okay.
And you could see, it's kind of a problem because they show up, their Yelp, which is 2.3, shows up before our Yelp. And you know what I mean? Which is kind of a problem. And Yelp says they can't do anything about it.
What I saw first, I'll tell you what I saw first. When I did the search, I immediately saw the Google Business Profile. When I searched it by Integrity Roofing LLC, I saw the Google Business Profile, the website link. I saw your actual Yelp page, but on Yelp, it has a completely different phone number than the one that's on your Google Business Profile, which isn't even the number that you and I are talking on. And it actually says Integrity Roofing. It doesn't even have the LLC on it. On your website, it does. On the Google Business Profile, it does. And then you're right. The Angie's List, that actually has a different address and it does say Inc. And you
and
guys were kind
company.
Of thinking of that. Yeah. Okay. Makes sense.
And they're closed and they're closed, but they still pop up. And even on Yelp, like if you were, isn't it odd that they're attracting more than we are and we're in business and they are,
yeah.
and haven't been for 5 years. So Yelp won't add the LLC. So they won't
okay.
have it. We were originally just trying to do integrity roofing, but once we realized this conflict with Inc., we thought we better say LLC just right out. And so we added it to Google Business and we added it because it seems like it helps a little bit to distinguish.
Yes, exactly.
LLC.
I agree. I agree.
So we had to add, but Yelp won't add it, unfortunately. And then Yelp also actually took away, we had 8 reviews, actually 9, and they took them all away. They put it in the unrecommended. They said we asked for reviews. And, of course, we're a new business. You're going to ask for reviews. I mean, people spent $20,000, $15,000, $12,000. It's good business to ask for a review. And, you know, hey,
right.
we're new in business. Can you... And they said, you know, but, and it's interesting because my sister owns a restaurant and she said when they bought the restaurant, that restaurant literally said free sweet roll if you do a review. And then she said she walked in after she knew we were having problems with Yelp on just not recommending our reviews. She said, I walked into a lighting store and it literally, and she's pointing to the ceiling, it says, you get this light if you do a Yelp review. And she said, you could sit there, people just like her, literally downloading Yelp, but writing a review so that they would get that light. And so it's just so odd. And the reason the number is incorrect is because Yelp, that's how they track your cost, and that's how you get paid, how they get
okay.
paid.
Okay, and
so
that all makes
that
sense.
Our number.
That all makes sense. Okay.
So that's the tracking. Yeah. Okay.
So... here's what I want to offer you, okay? And I'll tell you, Yelp is not going to put those reviews back. Are you paying for them? Are you paying for their program?
Yes. Like you said, you're a Google Premier, so they're a Yelp Premier partner. So instead of paying Yelp, we're paying them. And maybe that's why we have to have the – I don't know if we were really going through Yelp, if we would have to have that odd number, which I don't like that odd number, but it is what it is. But
let me tell you – what I want to offer you, based off of the notes that I've seen, and you guys don't use Facebook at all? Have you set one up for the business?
Have zero intention of using Facebook. To me, they are the enemy of the country.
No worries.
Yeah.
No worries.
Yeah.
What I would recommend for you then, Carrie, is our Premier Platinum package, because that package... what it's going to include for you are going to be 2 spotlight positions on Google. What we would do is take that Google Business profile page that you have now, and we would optimize it to the first page and maintain it there by your keywords and your search terms, okay? So, for example, roofing contractor, roof replacement, new roof, re-roof. You know, there's just so many different variations. Even if you wanted to list by roofing installers, roofing contractors, just – you can use so many keywords, right? If you do aside from that, let's say you also do siding or gutters or whatever, you can be listed for multiple keywords just as long as there are the services that you offer, okay? And that's how they're going to find you on Google. So we optimize you to the first page of Google. We maintain you there. Now, you're also going to be at the top in the Google Ads. So the Google Ads, we could target specific zip codes. We could target by county. We could target by mile radius. Okay, whichever you prefer. Now, in addition, we list you on Bing. We submit you to Apple Maps. Part of our directory submission is Facebook, but I would notate it that you want absolutely no part of Facebook. Okay, so we're not even going to create you anything on there. Now, also, what we would include is making sure that your website be attached where your business is listed. Okay. So that they see the quality work that you do and they get to learn more about your company, right? And then we also include what we call the mobile platform. Anytime anyone performs a search using their iPhone, Android, or tablet, well, they'll find you guys on that first page of Google immediately. So it's like basically covering all of your bases, okay?
What was
and I'm going to tell
what
you.
What was the last thing you said?
the mobile platform.
Why they would mobile.
Mobile platform. So, like, you know how a lot of times you'll see people on their phones? They're not necessarily on their desktop or on their laptop. A lot of times they're on their phones performing a search on Google, too. So we still will ensure that they can still find you on that first page, even using those devices. Okay?
Okay.
Now, as far as the way our program works, we set it where it's a fixed flat rate. It's a month-to-month program. There's absolutely no contracts. We don't charge you per call. We don't charge you per click. Now, because you guys are very new business, okay, I want to offer you our new in business rate. What I am going to do for you is this. I'm going to completely waive the setup fee because you guys have already done the first part of getting the Google Business Profile verified and all that. You've done the first step. What we would be doing is the programming behind it. And I'm going to offer this to you. You're going to get the monthly rate. It's going to be discounted a little bit over 50%, but it's a price that you'll be grandfathered in. So it's never going to change on you with the new in business rate. You're looking at $499 a month, month to month with no contracts. And that includes Google Ads, Google Local Map first page, Bing Local, directory submission, which would have a profile for you on Apple Maps as well, ensuring that your website always be attached. We're not going to tinker with your website, Carrie. We're not going to touch it, right? We're just going to always make sure that it's attached where you're listed. And then also covering the mobile platform, meaning covering iPhones, Androids, and tablets when those searches are being performed.
Okay. And the website, as far as, you know, where it's hosting and who's hosting it and how that, does that matter to you?
No.
Because we're thinking about maybe changing to a different host or something. Because I've heard that some people, our nephew said it's slow the way it works, kind of clunky, you know. It's not.
Is that what he was saying? Who's hosting it now? If you don't mind me asking, the website looks good, though.
TMD? Tango
TMD?
Delta? TMD.
Uh-huh.
And so he said, so originally we had somebody else do the website for us, and now our nephew is, you know, we did it on, what is it, you know, that little search site where they design stuff, Resolve? I guess.
I know who you're talking about. It's like on the tip of my tongue. But I know who you're talking about.
And a lot of our designers, artistic, whatever people, they, you know, so that's how we originally started and got the website and found and then, you know, was sent to the TMD. And they're hosting our emails. The email part is awful. Not working well at all. So the website might be working, but originally he said it was kind of clunky. And so our nephew just started working with it and he's, you know, kind of, learning and working and doing, he's fixed it a lot. But I don't know that, you know, we're
well, let me tell you.
So I just wonder, does it matter?
Let me just tell you. I see websites all the time, Carrie.
Okay.
All the time. The first thing I noticed about the website is that it loaded up quickly. The minute I clicked on it, it was up. It didn't take, like, usually I have been to some sites where I'm like, I see it spinning, and I have a pretty fast PC. I have a Dell computer. My stuff's fast. So I know it's not my system, but it loaded up really quick. I think it looks pretty clean. And this is probably work that he's done on it. It doesn't look real busy.
For sure.
Okay? It doesn't look real busy. Yeah. It has the SSL certificate, so that way no one can, you know, grab your information off of there. I think it looks great. It's very clean. And, I mean, you got your testimonials. You got your home button. You got your projects. You know, you got showing that you're licensed, insured. So I think it looks pretty good. I noticed, like, if I click, takes me straight to the testimonials when I click on it, right? I click on projects, takes me there. There's a few of them that are coming up of your pictures. Looks good, too. And then there's the contact us form, which I like. That looks really good.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. And that
looks like,
and so
it's probably working.
Definitely worked. Yes. Because before, it took forever to load. You thought it wasn't working because it took forever to load. And so he's like made the pictures. He's loaded it and changed things around to make it. So that's really exciting that you told me that. There was still
yes.
maybe one or two buttons that you pressed that were a little slow, and he might have already fixed those. So that's good to know.
He's done a really good job.
Okay, and he's only 14 or 15. So, can you imagine?
Listen,
yeah.
I got 12 grandkids. And my oldest granddaughter is so funny. She's teaching my mom stuff. Like, she's like, Nana, this is how you copy paste. And I cannot stop laughing. My mom's all, be patient with me. And she's like, you're hitting the wrong button. Let me just do it for you. And she's like 11. And I cannot stop laughing. I have an Apple Watch. You know what that little girl did? She took my Apple Watch. She's looking at me. She's all, Grandma, look at me. Grandma, do you wear glasses all the time? And I said, well, honey, when I'm on the computer reading, do you know on my watch, all of a sudden, I have this bit emoji that she made of me. And I'm all, Mia, what happened to, like, my time and all that? And she goes, oh, slide it to this way. I'm like, my goodness. I'm over here 52 years old, and I have an 11-year-old teaching me how to use my iPhone watch, you know?
Wow. Yeah. That is funny. Yeah, that is amazing. And even, well, my daughter just did, now she's more like 28, but she just, I have, you know, those stickers, you have an iPhone, because it's on the
yes.
iPhone, those stickers. Well, mm-hmm. I said, I don't know how to use it, but I said, but I have two stickers that show up randomly when I'm trying to do something. Once in a while, it'll pop up that I have two. I have no idea why I have two. They're random. The pictures. And so anyway, then she, of course, she said, well, let me do this for you. And she takes a picture of her dog, which we have many because he's so adorable. And she did, and it's one of him, barking, you know, like barking.
That is hilarious.
And I said, so am I supposed to know how to use that? Because I have no idea how to use it. You're like, how do I just randomly, once in a while, land on stickers somehow. You know, like, it's like, I think I pressed too long is the idea. So, Mom, this, you can add this to your picture. So when something goes on, you're thinking, I don't know about that. You can just put this picture of Snacks, that's his name. And anyway, it's just kind of funny. But you're right. These kids, occasionally though, do you know there is occasions when we know something more about it than they do, because of old school, like I learned.
Yes.
And they didn't know that. And they were like, wait, Mom, what? That's a good one. You know how, like, you can press down the space bar?
Yes.
And move the carrot. They didn't know that. Like, wow, you don't know that? I know that. I know that.
You're like,
I know that. And they were really shocked that I taught them that.
Oh, my gosh.
That was a couple of years. That was about, I think, probably maybe a year and a half ago when I managed to get that out.
That's cool. Oh, wow. That's so cute. But, yeah, back to the website, I'll tell you, he did do a great job on that. So even if you switched, like, who was hosting your website, that doesn't interfere with what we would be doing, because what we're basically doing is managing your Google profile page, managing Google Ads for you. We're not tinkering, with a website or anything like that. So it wouldn't even interfere. Okay.
And what about AI stuff? Is there anything?
I'm going to be honest with you.
Well,
I'll give you my opinion on it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
AI, what I have found is this AI system, you know, the voice searches, okay, are generating a lot of spam calls for people. And I'll tell you, I have spoken with quite a few business owners that have even tried it, okay? And they were like, oh, my gosh, I'm getting all these spam calls from this voice search that I did, this AI. And I'm like, oh, wow, really? And they're like, yeah. Well, what I found out through our management is that what happens is they put you on all these directories, Carrie, that generate spam calls. Some of those directories aren't even directories that people have ever heard of, right? So it generates a bunch of spam calls for you using that AI system, okay, that voice search, right? Is what I've discovered speaking with other business owners that have tried it. Because some of them are like, yeah, it was $100, you know, a month. And I'm like, okay, yeah, sign me up. But now I'm getting nothing but spam calls and I'm working. And when I got to stop and answer a call and it ends up being a spam call, and it's so frustrating. So that's what I've been hearing, you know, I don't know. It's not something I would recommend. You know, I know, you know, a couple years back, we had a larger directory submission that we did, right? Like, we used to submit businesses to like 60 plus directories. Well, we stopped doing that only because we started finding that some of those directories were generating spam calls. We don't want spam calls for our clients, right? So that's why we, part of our directory submission, like I said, is Google, Yelp, Bing, Facebook, and Apple Maps. I've had, you know, people just like you, right, who have said, listen, I don't want my business anywhere on Facebook. Okay, no worries. We just don't submit you to Facebook. Not a big deal. Right. Because what we're doing is targeted marketing, what's going to work, what you want, right? I mean, we're going to give our suggestions, but if at the end of the day you're like, listen, I want absolutely no part of Facebook, then we don't put you on Facebook. Not a big deal. You know?
Yeah.
Of course, we encourage it because a lot of people do use Facebook, and I'll just explain to you what I mean by Facebook, okay, what it does. We've run what's called Facebook advertising. What happens is if someone does a search on Google for your services, right, let's say they didn't call you, but now they're on their own Facebook page, and all they're doing is looking through pictures or stories, all of a sudden what they're going to see is your ad. We call it retargeting, okay? They see your ad appear. It's almost like your ad is telling them, hey, you were looking for someone who does roofs. Here's a company that offers it, okay? When they click on that ad, they are calling you directly. I know a lot of our clients have seen great results. But, of course, we have to build you also a business Facebook page because you got to have some Facebook presence, right? That's what we do. It's not about, you know, and I know the reason some people are really, like, against the Facebook thing, you know. I've even lost family members because it's like, I'm tired of seeing the stuff they put on there. You know what I mean? Like, I just kind of silence. Because it's like, my God, you know, if you really want to get down to the nitty gritty, let's go biblical then. What does the word say?
Yeah.
Right? You know?
Okay. Yeah.
What does the word say is what I want to tell them, you know, but then it's like I'm told by my pastor, well, we got to love each other. And I'm like, I know. So I just don't say anything. So you know what I do is I silence their notifications. I don't want to look at their stuff. I don't have to delete them. I just don't want to look at it, you know.
Yeah. Well,
but
I can honestly tell you that I'm a stay-at-home mom. I never, ever had a Facebook page. So it's not that now that I own my own business and just recently. So just recently now, yes, I think, you know, what I think. But all these, you know, 20 years or 30 years.
You're like, I've gone without it all these years. Right?
Well, to be honest, the idea of sitting there and even having people randomly get in touch with me from the past, I'm busy enough. I don't want to do that. I don't want to know that somebody just had breakfast. I don't want to. It's one thing to know that they just, you know, had three kids, but then it means you're responsible. When you know that they just, you know, you're responsible now to actually do something about that. Oh, let me get in touch with you. Let me do this. Let me do that.
Yeah,
and
no, you're right. You're like,
I don't want that responsibility. No. And then you see people posting their, you know, what they did last night and their drinks and their alcohol. And you're like, really? I mean, are you that stupid? Because I would have, you know, my sisters, my kids have actually never done it either. They maybe mingle, touched. I don't think my sons ever had it. But they might be like silent where they can just check on people, but they don't know. People don't, you know, they've never been beholden to it. Like, I don't have to. Sometimes it's just easier because you can check in on people without knowing, and you can reach out if you need to, but nobody knows they're on, you might say. I don't know, something like that.
I don't know. What time I'll share this funny story with you. My husband actually one time posted we were eating dinner somewhere. Do you know that my mother immediately called me and said, oh, it must be nice. You didn't invite your mother. I said, I told him, don't you ever post that we're eating somewhere. I don't need to get the call from my mom. You know, but
wow.
I can see what you're saying.
Yes, exactly, though. You know, there's so many people have so many opinions about it. Even the clothes they wear, sometimes you're thinking, really? Like, you thought that was, like, super important for everybody to see you wear that or eat that. You know, and to be honest, there's a lot of fakeness. And in the beginning, it was women, like, suddenly having an affair with people who got in touch with, you know, they were married women, suddenly having affairs.
Yeah.
Like, that was how it, when Facebook first started, and I don't know, it might have been the other one, what is it? There was another one before Facebook.
Instagram, maybe, or MySpace.
MySpace. And it just became like, really? You shouldn't have more things to do than to sit on a computer and check out what everybody else is doing. And I think it added a lot of sadness to people. People think everybody else is doing something more fun. And to be honest, if you're busy usually taking pictures rather than enjoying the moment, it becomes all about the picture and not the moment. You know, you're not really in the moment.
I never thought of it like that. That makes sense. Yeah, that definitely makes sense.
But anyway, a lot of people I think are sad, and young people, they're thinking, everybody's doing something better than me, blah, blah, blah. You know, or I wasn't invited. Ah, they got together. You know, way too much responsibility. And then Facebook became so overpowering and overwhelming, and now it is what it is today. So in the beginning, I never did it because of those reasons. I didn't want to be responsible for what I knew. No way. I don't want to, you know, have
that
to.
That is true.
And again, who would maybe, who would reach out to me, you know, trying to start some, and I was like, I'm happily married. I don't want my past to be reaching out to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're like, no kidding.
I want to stay happily married. Yeah, I don't want anybody flirting with me. You know, you're looking good. You know,
you're like, thanks. Bye.
thanks. You know, okay, you too. Take care.
Yeah, it's like, or don't even respond.
Or, you know, I'm going to be in Las Vegas. Can we meet up? I mean, like, who needs that stuff? You know, I don't need it.
Yeah, no.
But anyway, so all is well. So, okay. I did, so it's no contract.
No contract. It's a month-to-month program. And so, like, for example, starting today, that would mean that your payment, your billing date is always going to be the 18th of every month. You'll automatically be charged the $4.99. There's no taxes, no hidden charges. It's a true flat rate. You're not going to be charged per click, even though the Google ads, like when they click on them, you don't pay click fees because you're paying a flat rate. We're managing those ads, so we incur the click fee, okay?
Okay.
Also, like, we'll ask you to stick it out 2 months. What we do is we call it a two-month verbal agreement, but you're paying monthly. You can cancel at any time. Let's say you decided 6 months down the road or whenever, right, you want to discontinue services. The only thing we're going to ask from you, Carrie, you call 3 business days before that billing is due, and you just say, hey, I want to cancel, and we part as friends. You're going to still hold the ownership to your Google business profile, okay? You still hold the ownership to it. What you would be doing is adding us on as managers because that's how we're going to be able to optimize it to the first page. And manage it there, and to manage your Google ads. That's it. So we'll be doing the optimizing, you know, using the proper keywords and the search terms so that you're maintaining that first page placement, and you're always coming up as a top recommended option on those search results.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I would still have Google Business, own my Google Business page, but you guys would be the manager.
Managers.
And I add you guys as the managers, and then, so if we were to then stop, say after about a year, or say we're just okay, we're maxed, we don't need more people. Wouldn't that be nice?
Okay, right?
Wouldn't that be
You're
nice?
Like, that'd be nice.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. But you know, to be honest, storm season is coming up, and we're sort of nervous about that because you know everybody's just so busy during storm season. It's just, you can barely answer the phone. Now, I don't know that we'll have that problem, but, you know, it's so scary. It's like the phone don't ring. We're fortunate, my husband and I, because it's not, but once you hire people, now it's all about them. You got to make sure they have work. you know.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
it's not that we can slow down. It's okay. But if you hire new crews, you got to make sure they've got a full-time job. You know what I mean? So anyway, so after about a year, or say, you know, 6 months down the road or whatever, we say, okay, we're done. We're okay. Or, you know, how does the exit happen? Well, like I've left people before where you think, are they able to sabotage us?
These are all great questions to ask. All great questions. And in our terms and conditions, it does state that you hold the ownership of your Google business profile. We do it for that reason. And it's stated in there, and I'll tell you why. Because I have heard other people share with me that they've been with a company that literally would not give them back their access. And it's because what happened is they were added on as owners instead of managers, right? So this is why I say in our terms and conditions, it will state that you hold the ownership to your profile. We are just listed as managers, okay? Because that's the only way that we're going to be able to manage it. Now, in the event you decide, hey, we're good now, you know, we have plenty of work, this just doesn't make sense anymore for us to continue with this service. Like I said, you call us 3 business days before that billing is due. We part as friends. Simple as that. Mm-hmm. Everything reverts back to you. We can't like hold you hostage. There's no way of doing that. And all your Google reviews, like even if you generate more reviews while you're utilizing our program, our services, should I say, your reviews still stay there. We can't erase them. Just so that you're aware, I'm going to share something with you because, you know, we kindly touched briefly on Angie's. You know, it's a directory, a lot like a Yelp, okay? The thing with Angie's, they will make you sign a year contract. When you sign a year contract, what happens with them and what a lot of clients have told me that, you know, I've spoken to of theirs, when you try to get out of that contract because you're not getting any results, I think it's like 85% you have to pay of what's left of that remaining contract. This one guy told me it made more sense just for me to stick it out and roll the dice and hope that I make money back on what I invested with them, because it's going to cost me about the same just to break that contract and cancel it out when they originally told me there was no contract. And the guy was so mad because he was getting, you know, calls of like, he goes, these leads were like literally like recycled leads is what he felt. I don't know how true that was. This is just an experience that was shared with me, but they will put you on a year contract and you're looking at about paying $450 on up monthly with their service. And you're limiting yourself to just being on their directory, which is like their website is what you're limited to. So if someone,
well, I think they have changed. I think because I've had them call me recently. So they are no longer a contract. So it is kind of a month to month, and it doesn't need to be a contract anymore. So
that's
good. Because too many people just, and I don't know if that's just in Las Vegas, but here it's not a contract, and it's not the $450. I think maybe $299 or something, which it actually felt very reasonable.
Okay, that's good because I know, yeah, and listen, and I'm not saying that they're a bad program.
Yeah,
it's not that they're a bad program. Don't get me wrong. So there's 2 different Angie's. I'm not sure which one you're talking about, but there's the Angie's Pro, right, the Angie's List.
Okay.
Then there's one that's called Home Advisor powered by Angie.
That one.
Home Advisor powered by Angie. That is a paid per lead program. Okay?
Yeah.
You pay per lead. What they do is they send you a lead. They're grabbing the leads off of Google is basically what they're doing. They're running Google ads. They spend millions of dollars a week running a Google ad that'll say 25 best roofers near me. And they run them in an area where there's a heavy search. And what they're turning around and doing, Carrie, is they're sending that lead to you, but they're also sending it to 2 other companies. Not that it's a bad thing, but they'll tell you, call that lead within 10 or 15 minutes, because if you don't, guess what? That other company just beat you to the call. That's how they work.
Right.
So whether you get in contact with that prospect or not, you are going to be charged for that lead. They have different programs. They have the opportunities ones too. But again, we're talking directories. We're not talking placement on Google. Okay.
Right.
So,
yeah.
And I'm not saying that they're bad ideas. Yeah. I'm just saying if you're wanting more presence on Google and you're wanting to be in front of an audience that is, I'm in need of a roofer. Where am I going to go?
Right. Right. Yeah,
they're
going
to go, 90% of them are going to go to Google.
Yeah. And what happens with our Yelp, I'll be very honest with you, what happens is they Google, you know, roofer near me, or even if they were doing Google,
uh-huh.
but they click on the Yelp, they click on the Yelp ad. Even you, I don't know if you clicked on the Yelp ad because you, I don't know if you dialed, I'm not sure. Did you dial the 205?
When we, 8080? What happens, well, I dialed the 205-8080. That's the number I
you did.
That,
okay. So
yeah.
You did not click on the Yelp ad. Okay.
No.
But most people, because a Yelp ad stands out more, it goes farther to the right. There's something
yes.
about it that they aren't Yelp customers. They aren't even trying to use Yelp necessarily. They're just clicking on it because it stands out more than the Google, you know, link. The Google link just looks a little more nondescript. Not noticeable. Ours doesn't even have a picture there for some reason. You know, other companies have a picture, have a nice rectangular picture on their deal, but ours doesn't for some reason. I don't know why. But anyway, the Yelp ad looks, it basically, and it has a nice red, you know, the red circle, but it goes farther to the right, it seems like. And so it makes people click on that. And then it basically, you know, makes it look like we're getting Yelp calls. But
and
really,
you're not.
They do. found this. No, and you pay for that thinking, okay, Yelp, I can't leave Yelp. Oh my gosh, all of our leads are coming from Yelp. You know, how can I leave Yelp? And for sure we got all the spam calls. I can't tell you, I got seven calls a day from spam when I signed up for Yelp. Seven.
Wow.
Seven. So it's like your number. And so the Yelp guy told me, and he's super nice, and he said, oh, I'm looking here, because I said, are you charging me for that? Because we pay per month, and are you charging me for that? Because I wasn't supposed to get charged for that. And you guys can tell when it's a spam call. And he says, and he kind of explained it, well, we actually pay for that. And I was like, I don't care what you pay for it, but I feel like, I got one real sales call, one roofing call, and seven, just the time and day to do that 3, 4, 5 days in a row. And he said, what happens is when they sign up a new client and a new number, every time you sign up for a new number, that goes on a list. And and everybody calls those new numbers. So just the fact that you got a new number and you're tracking it because you got a new number, that causes all those spam calls. It's like, wow. But he said, I noticed that we didn't put no – take you off the no spam call, so it should get better. kidding me? I just found that out yesterday.
Gosh.
Okay, well, that would have been nice if you would. That's a big
get it ahead
there,
of time.
You know?
Yeah.
Anyway, okay. But yeah, those spams. So the Angie thing, I get that. I remember even with Angie, who wants to say, well, that call, we never got through, that phone number wasn't good, because the company that we used to deal with, they used to deal with the Angie Home Advisor, and you could see it was like this whole list. This wasn't good, this one didn't call, never got a hold
right.
of that one, you know, not a real number, all that kind of stuff. And who wants to spend that time trying to fix it? So that's why I do like this flat rate thing, that there's no, you know, hey, you know, this or that, it's just flat rate, okay. And you're not trying to, because even when these spam calls call me, I'm like, do you realize I'm paying for this? This is part of my advertising. Because you clicked on the Yelp. You didn't click on the Google. You clicked on the Yelp. anyway, so it is what it is. So, supposedly I'm not paying for it. I don't know in the end how we ended up on that.
Well, you'll know if you see it on your bill, on your statement.
Well, it's a flat. We pay fire for a flat rate, so it's not.
Oh, okay.
So, but normal, yeah, it's a flat rate. But normally, what's supposed to happen is when you're advertising, like your advertising dollars might be used up by mid-month, right? So
you're
not going to. You're not
because you have a budget.
The last week.
You're paying a flat rate, but you have like a budget. Yeah, that makes sense.
Right, but in the end, I'm like, okay, I don't think we would have met that budget. It's like the price per lead really went up, if you don't count the spam calls. But I kind of wondered, you know, I think the phone would have been pretty quiet. So are you sure? You know, like, but you don't know the phone's quiet. You know what I mean? Because it doesn't feel quiet. I keep getting Yelp, call from Yelp, call from Yelp, call from Yelp. Anyway, okay. So Nadine, it sounds good. I like the idea that if I don't see results, or even if it's too much, what happens if it's too much? We can't expand enough. You don't, in the roofing business, you don't want to be 6 weeks out. You really don't.
Yeah. So that's why there's another option for you too, Carrie. So let me explain. Okay. Let's say, you guys landed a project and you're going to be bombarded for 2 months, right? Mm-hmm. You cannot take absolutely any more work. Like, you are turning work away. You just can't handle it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You could always put it on what they call a seasonal hold. So you could put it on hold, say, I don't know, for 2 months, right? You're not paying for the program, but yet we're not, like, your Google ads aren't running and we're not doing the optimization at that time, right? But you're not paying for the program and you're not losing your spot, if that makes sense. Your Google profile is still there, but it's not like we're managing it on the first page, because right now you're kind of on a pause. You know what I mean? So that's an option, right? I mean, we've had some businesses that, you know, they're landscapers and they're not mowing ice and they don't do snow removal. So they go like on a seasonal hold for a couple of months. Yeah, especially in the winter. You know what I mean? So, but if that was the case, like you got super, super bombarded, you know what I mean? And you just can't handle it, then yes, you can put it on pause. But I will tell you this, Carrie, one thing about this program is it's never created to generate, like, to bombard you or overwhelm you with a bunch of calls and jobs in one day. This program is to provide you a steady flow of quality type of clients. And what I love about it is that you can pick and choose the jobs that you want to take, because you're not being charged per call, per job, or per click. You could be super selective, right? Answer your question, yes, if you needed to put it on a pause for a couple months because you're just like super overwhelmed, like you guys are like at capacity, then yes, you can put it on a hold, on a pause. Okay. You're not incurring those charges.
Sometimes you offend them. You offend them if you turn down, I'm sorry, but like, I remember working at another company and it was like, I'm sorry, we're swamped. We have our repair guy is 2 months out. We're not taking any repairs right now. And you get a 1-star review because, they said they don't take repairs, you know. Well, I'm just telling you that, you know, because, I mean, especially you after the storms, you know what I mean? Your guy is, you know, and he wanted to go on vacation and this and that. But again, Yelp is so different because they have a lot of Karens on there, you know, like their opinion means everything. And they just can't wait to share their bad opinion. I think my customers say that. And it was so bad, it's putting it into words. Like in one sentence, you just said exactly, you know what I mean? So when he told me that, he goes, I asked him, how'd you find us? Because I was kind of surprised that, you know, he was right here in my area, this and that. And I said, so I was thinking that he had found us on Yelp. And he said, I just used the map. And I said, so it wasn't Yelp? And he said, oh, no, I never used Yelp. That's just a bunch of Karens on there.
Oh my gosh, I'm so dead.
You just put it into words what I don't want to speak bad about Yelp because, you know, it can, but I'm just so discouraged with them right now because I feel like that is, and to top it off, after removing our reviews, putting it into the not recommended, knowing we're a brand new business, right? I actually got an email from them yesterday. So it's so, are you kidding me? So on like my personal Yelp, and I never use Yelp, but I wanted to look up something if I was a customer so I could see what people see, that kind of thing. I just got an email saying, hi, did you use this customer? We'd like to know how it went. How did you, basically asking me for a review. And then the Yelp rules are, you can't ask for a review.
Wow.
I mean, I'm not, and it was asking me for a review of the company. I said, I was looking for shirts, you know, to put like Integrity Roofing on. And it was, and I, so I sent it to my Yelp representative. And look at this. They,
I can't believe, Carrie, that they moved. Yeah, I can't believe that they moved your reviews. Like, that's, these seem like legitimate reviews that I'm reading. I mean, that's just crazy because you're paying for their program. Yeah, I mean, I don't understand what their whole, what's recommended and what's not.
They think their algorithm picks it up. And it's like, well, we know for a fact we didn't text them. Please leave us a review. So it's like, how did you, are you verbally listening to us? Because yes, we asked for the review.
Well, you're supposed to ask for reviews. We always tell our clients, we encourage you, ask your, the job that you finish, ask that client to leave you a review. It's the modern day word of mouth. You know what I mean?
It's not like back in my to the dentist. You go to the eye doctor. If I talk to QuickBooks Online, every single time I talk to QuickBooks Online, they send me the email, you know, for a review.
Everybody does it. Well, yeah, because it's the modern day word of mouth. You know, it's like, it's not like back when I was growing up where my dad called his best friend or my uncle and said, hey, you know, plumber. Nowadays, it's like everybody's online. So people can't read about your services if you're not asking for reviews. We encourage it.
And
we really do.
And to be honest, if you think of it, to be honest, most people, if you just had a nice site, if somebody just wrote, you don't think about, oh, let me send them a review. Unless they maybe mentioned that, hey, we'd really appreciate it. You know, we're new in business or it really helps. I mean, they understand that, but they wouldn't. The only people who would, oh, they did a terrible job. Look at this. Look at this. I'm writing a review.
Yeah.
I mean, those are the people that write. So you would just be inundated with negatives. Once in a while, you'd get that person who has all the time in the world and they love, you know, Google. They know how, you know, when they want to write a review, they know exactly how to do it. How do you reach Google?
Yeah.
How do you know? And then it asks for your password and you're like, I don't know. Never mind. You know, but some people, they're locked in. They know how to do it. But you're only going to get those people. You're not going to get the person like me who, I don't know how to sign into Google. Are you kidding me? I know how to search Google. I don't know how to sign into Google. And you know what I mean? So I don't know. But for Yelp, they, oh, we think it's disingenuous. And then when I talk to the Yelp advisor, who's, you know, like a preferred person like you, he said, and you know, they know that people ask for the reviews. They know that restaurants ask for reviews. So how do they just randomly pick some people?
Yeah, I heard someone else mention the same thing about the algorithm. I don't know how true that is, but it is what it is with them.
Exactly.
But
I know.
I mean,
so,
how do you,
anyway, so
how do you feel about this program? If I could ask you, like, I mean, what are your thoughts on pricing or the programming? Like, how do you feel about it?
Well, I like that we are not locked in, because I've done, you know, I did the gym membership thing before. Now I do CrossFit,
Me too.
You know, I learned my lesson. Don't lock in. Don't lock in, because you pay up front. It's cheaper. You pay $2,400 for the whole 2 years or whatever, and then you don't go after 3 months. And you're like, not CrossFit, but, you know, I've been there, done that. And yeah, so that's why I love that I'm not locked in. I do have a question, Google Ads, being, I don't mind the price if it really does work. I love that there's no setup fee. That's super helpful. The Google Ads, I'm not quite sure. What do I give you?
Google,
how do you do Google Ads?
Yeah, Google Ads is like, you'll see them at the top. It'll say sponsored ad. Google Ads is what's going to also help you target specific areas, right? Like you could target by zip code. You could target by county. You could target by mile radius. Like if you wanted to go up to 100 miles, which I don't ever recommend, that's too far. But like to get found outside of your area, you got to run some type of campaign, whether it's Facebook or Google. I recommend for you the Google Ads because, of course, you're not fond of the Facebook. And that's fine. But Google Ads, you're going to need a campaign like that, right? See it like this. They're not just going to see you in the Google local map. They're going to also be viewing you in Google Ads. So basically all of that in a nutshell, right? Now, I want to be transparent. This isn't going to happen overnight, okay? Doesn't mean tomorrow you're on the first page of Google and now, Carrie, you're going to be bombarded with like 40 phone calls tomorrow. It's all still going to be a process. So to kind of give you the timeline, the first 5 to 7 days, you're going to be listed in the directories, okay? 7 to 14 days, your Google Ads are live. Those are visible. They could already view them. What we state in our terms and conditions, the first page placement on Google in the local map, that's going to be between 45 to 60 days. That is our promise. We do like to under-promise and over-deliver. I have seen at times where it's happened sooner. It could possibly happen sooner for you because you already have the Google Business Profile. So it's not like we're having to get you verified and create the profile. That part's already done. You did the first step.
Mm-hmm.
What we would be coming in and doing is the programming that goes behind it. Okay? So I'm still going to tell you 45 to 60 days for the local map first page, but again, it could happen a lot sooner for you. In the meantime, though, you got your Google Ads running, which are also going to generate calls for you because they're seeing you in the Google Ads on the first page. And then because you're in the directories, right? But this is why we ask you, stick it out at least 2 months. We ask you for a 2-month verbal commitment. You are paying monthly. You can cancel at any time. Okay?
Right.
We would rather earn your business and have you be a longtime client that we retain you for a long time because the program is working, not because you're stuck on a contract.
Right. So can I ask, if we were to stop, say, 6 months, and I did understand that it doesn't happen right away, which almost actually makes me happier, to be honest. The idea that everybody,
okay.
And I think, okay, we've got to go hire crew, hire this, hire that. You know, to be honest, even roofing is picking up without any of this. It's all picking up because people are trying to get their jobs done before monsoon season. Monsoon season is July and August. And so basically just naturally people without any ads are trying to, you know, get their stuff done before. So you're not really getting lookers. You're getting, I want to get it done. And then after that. So it's okay that it's going to take a little bit. But I have a question. If we were to leave you, can you tell me what happened? Like when we left Google, our Gmail, we have no access. I can't access them anymore.
Oh, no, you'll have access. We don't mess with your Gmail account or anything. You're going to have your access.
So I'm wondering. So when you guys aren't the managers anymore, but what do I have?
Got it.
You know.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's say we're no longer managing it, right? Let's say we part ways. Okay. Your Google, the only thing that's going to happen is your Google Ads won't be running anymore because we're not managing them, right? So the Google Ads aren't going to be there, okay? Eventually, I will tell you, over time, you're gonna fall off the first page. You might wind up on page 2.
Of course.
Okay?
Of course, yeah.
But nothing disappears. You know what I mean? That's the only thing that would happen.
Okay.
Basically,
That's what I was wondering. It's not as if, okay, you only have your business account, but basically you don't. I get that I'd fall off because now we don't have whatever you were doing to do that, you know what I mean? Now, can I still just do stuff while you guys are doing stuff? No, I don't mean me. I'm thinking my nephew. If he has something he'd like to do, can he still use it, activate it, you know, do stuff,
well,
whatever
he does? Well,
the thing
is, I will tell you this. If you're listing us on as managers, we can't have him managing it too, and I'll tell you why. Because what we could be doing, he could be undoing and then doing something different, and now it's going to be a conflict. You know what I mean? And now what you're doing is you're actually spending money, right? And it can end up hurting you instead of helping you. You can honestly only have one person managing your Google Business Profile. You can't have him and us doing it because basically our hands would be tied. Again, this is all your decision, but I got to be super transparent with you. Adding us on as managers is going to remove him. Because if you don't, then basically what we're doing, Carrie, is we're only taking your money. Because everything I'm telling you that we're going to do, our hands are tied. There is another program, okay, the Google Guaranteed Program. If you're not comfortable with that, okay, and just in case if the phone disconnects, I didn't hang up on you. It's just that sometimes if I run over an hour, it'll cut me off. But I will call you right back. I didn't hang up. Okay?
Okay.
There is a program called Google Guaranteed. It's an excellent program. It's a program that Google created where you pay per lead. But the lead is not an Angie's lead. It's still a live direct call coming to you. And they're the first ones that you see at the very tippy top of the page with the green check mark next to it. It says Google Guaranteed. Okay? So for that program, there are requirements. You have to have at least 5 Google reviews, which you guys are good there. And what they're requiring is the certificate of liability insurance, whatever your state requires, and they want you to have the C-15, roofing and siding, contractor one, okay?